This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Zerontin. Active ingredient, S-ethosuximide. This leaflet provides important information about using Zerontin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Zerontin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Zerontin? Zerontin contains the active ingredient ethosuximide. Zerontin belongs to a group of medicines called anticonvulsants. These drugs are thought to work by controlling brain chemicals which send signals to nerves so that seizures, fits do not happen. Zerontin is used to control epilepsy in children and adults. Epilepsy is a condition where you have repeated seizures. There are many different types of seizures, ranging from mild to severe. Zerontin is used to control beta male seizures. Zerontin may be used alone or in combination with other medicines to treat your condition. Your doctor may have prescribed Zerontin for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Zerontin has been prescribed for you. There is no evidence that Zerontin is addictive. What should I know before I use Zerontin? Warnings. Do not use Zerontin if you have an allergy to ethosuximide, other medicines which contain succinimides, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Symptoms of an allergic reaction to Zerontin may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, especially barbiturates, or any other anticonvulsant medicines. Any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: liver problems, kidney problems, systemic lupus erythematosus, frequent infections such as fever, chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. If it is necessary for you to take Zerontin, your doctor can help you decide whether or not to take it during pregnancy. Zerontin may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. However, it is very important to control your fits while you are pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of taking Zerontin during breastfeeding. If you do breastfeed, watch your baby carefully. If your baby develops a skin rash, becomes sleepy, or has unusual symptoms, do not breastfeed again until you speak to your doctor. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking Zerontin. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Zerontin may interfere with each other. These include other medicines used to treat fits and convulsions, such as phenytoin and valproic acid. These medicines may be affected by Zerontin, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Zerontin. How do I use Zerontin? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how much syrup or how many capsules you will need to take each day. This may depend on your age, the severity of your condition, and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Your doctor may recommend that you start with a low dose of Zerontin and slowly increase the dose to the lowest amount needed to control your epilepsy or convulsions. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Use Zerontin until your doctor tells you to stop. If you do not understand the instructions on the bottle, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. When to take Zerontin? Take the daily dose of Zerontin in two divided doses. Take Zerontin at about the same time each day. taking Zerontin at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the capsules or syrup. It does not matter if you take Zerontin before or after food. How to take Zerontin. If you are taking Zerontin capsules, swallow Zerontin capsules whole with a full glass of water. If you or your child are taking Zerontin syrup, shake the bottle well and accurately pour the dose with a medicine measure before taking it. Shaking the bottle and using a medicine measure will make sure that you get the correct dose. You can get a medicine measure from your pharmacist. Ask your pharmacist for ways to accurately measure the dose. If you forget to use Zerontin should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, within 4 hours, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. How long to take Zerontin? Continue taking Zerontin for as long as your doctor tells you to. Zerontin helps control your condition, but does not cure it. Therefore, you must take your medicine every day, even if you feel well. Do not stop taking Zerontin, or lower the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend, or on holidays. Stopping Zerontin suddenly may cause unwanted effects, or make your condition worse. Your doctor will slowly reduce your dose, before you can stop taking it completely. If you use too much Zerontin. If you think that you have used too much Zerontin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 Australia or 0800 764 66 New Zealand, or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Zerontin? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Zerontin. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used. If you become pregnant while taking Zerontin, tell your doctor. Tell your doctor if you're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. If you do breastfeed, watch your baby carefully. Tell your doctor if you feel Zerontin is not helping your condition. Your doctor may need to change your medicine. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken Zerontin exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may change your treatment unnecessarily. Be sure to keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor will check your progress and may want to take some tests from time to time. This helps to prevent unwanted side effects. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of the following: increase in seizures, fits, itchy red skin rash, or hives, fever, enlarged lymph glands. These symptoms may mean that you have a severe hypersensitivity reaction to this medicine. You may need urgent medical attention. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes, swelling of the face, strong stomach pains, generally feeling unwell with tiredness, weakness, and vomiting. These symptoms may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your liver. You may need urgent medical attention. Suicide, mood, and behavior changes. Tell your doctor immediately if you have any thoughts about suicide or self-harm, any unusual changes in mood or behavior, or you show signs of depression. Some people being treated with anti-epileptics such as Zerontin have thoughts of harming or killing themselves. Patients and caregivers should be alert and monitor for these effects. Signs and symptoms of suicide include thoughts or talk of death or suicide, thoughts or talk of self-harm or harm to others, any recent attempts of self-harm, increase in aggressive behavior, irritability, or agitation, feelings of depression. Mention of suicide or violence must be taken seriously. If you or someone you know is demonstrating these warning signs of suicide while taking Zerontin, contact your doctor or a mental health professional right away. Things you should not do. Do not give Zerontin to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours or they have the same condition as you. Do not take Xerontin to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking it, unless your doctor tells you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Xerontin affects you. Xerontin may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, tiredness, drowsiness and affect alertness. Make sure you know how you react to Xerontin, before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous, if you are affected. Children. Children should not ride a bike, climb trees, or do anything else that could be dangerous, if they are feeling drowsy, or sleepy. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. Drinking alcohol when taking Xerontin can make you more sleepy, dizzy, or lightheaded. Your doctor may advise you to avoid alcohol while you are being treated with Xerontin. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they will not keep well. Keep your capsules or syrup in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills on hot days. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Xerontin helps most people with epilepsy, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. However, you may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Xerontin. If you get any side effects, do not stop taking Xerontin without first talking to your doctor or pharmacist. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Dizziness or lightheadedness. Feeling tired or drowsy. Headache. Weakness. Unsteadiness when walking. Mood changes such as feelings of extreme happiness, irritability, or excitement. Hiccups. Loss of concentration. Disturbance of sleep. Frightening dreams. Abnormally suspicious thoughts. Increased libido. Indigestion, stomach pain, or discomfort. Nausea, feeling sick, or vomiting. Cramps. Loss of appetite. Loss of weight. Diarrhea. Swollen gums, or tongue. Itchy red skin rash, or hives. Excessive hairiness, especially in women. Short-sightedness. Vaginal bleeding. Allergic reaction. Blood in the urine. Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Have any thoughts of suicide or self-harm? Notice any unusual changes in your mood or behavior? Show signs of depression? Tell your doctor as soon as possible. More frequent or more severe seizures, fits, severe depression, apparent intentions of suicide, aggressive behavior, frequent infections with fever, chills, sore throat, swollen glands and mouth ulcers, frequent nosebleeds, unusual bleeding or bruising, tiredness, headache, shortness of breath when exercising, dizziness or pale skin, persistent nausea or vomiting, loss of appetite, generally feeling unwell, fever, itching, yellowing of the skin and or eyes, dark colored urine, light colored bowel motions, pain in the abdomen. These may be signs of a liver problem. Sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Severe skin rash, itching, hives, blisters, or peeling skin, which may be accompanied by fever, chills, headache, swollen glands, stomach pain, or aching joints and muscles. Severe whole body skin condition with severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose, and genitals. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Zerontin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Capsules. Efosuzumide 250 mg. Syrup. Efosuzumide 250 mg per 5 ml. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Capsules. Macrogol 400. Gelatin. Glycerol. Sorbitol. Vanillin. Methyl hydroxybenzoate. Propyl hydroxybenzoate. Sunset yellow FCF. Syrup. Sodium citrate. Sodium benzoate. Saccharin sodium. Sucrose. Glycerol. Imitation raspberry flavor. Purified water. Citric acid monohydrate. Potential allergens. Benzoates. Saccharin. Sugars. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Zerontin looks like. Zerontin capsules 250 mg are clear orange soft gelatin capsules, available in bottles of 100 and 200 capsules, Ostar 94175. Zerontin syrup is a clear yellow to pink solution, available in a 200 ml bottle, Ostar 790031. Who distributes Zerontin? Zerontin is supplied by Clinic Pty Ltd 120-132 Atlantic Drive, Keysborough, Victoria 3173, Australia. Free call Australia 1-800-899-005. Free call New Zealand 0800-138-803. This leaflet was prepared in November 2021.